It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader. Rich, this weekend, a couple of hometown kids doing good things in the area and an interesting comedian at Comedy Off Broadway. Let's start with the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington.
Yeah, the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington is in its eighth edition this year. And it for all of its history, it's been led by Lexington native Nathan Cole, who is a classic hometown kid made good here. He was born and raised in Lexington, went through Tates Creek High School and Central Kentucky Youth Orchestras and programs like that. And he is now the first associate concertmaster of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. But every August, he makes it home with his wife, Akiko, and now their child, to direct the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington, which brings in an ensemble of world-class musicians for several days of chamber music. They've kind of redone the format this year. So we have two concerts coming up this weekend on Friday and Sunday at the Fasig Tipton Pavilion. And Friday's concert features, as it has every year except the very first, a world premiere of a piece commissioned by the festival. It's going to be a piece by Adam Schoenberg, who's a Los Angeles-based composer, called Go. And it is sort of based on his experience visiting here in Lexington and really soaking up the horse culture. And then Sunday is going to feature a internationally acclaimed artist who's kind of been lurking in our midst, but we haven't really known it for several years now, Karen Slack, who is a soprano. She's sung at the Metropolitan Opera, Carnegie Hall, throughout Europe. She's making her Chicago Lyric Opera debut this coming season, and she is going to be a soloist in her own right here in Lexington. It'll be her Lexington debut as a soloist on Sunday afternoon for a new work and then some classic and very appropriate George Gershwin tunes.
So also this weekend, a Lexington native, I suppose, who is big in the jazz violin world. I didn't know there was a jazz violin world.
There is a jazz violin world. Usually, you know, the big names are like Jean-Luc Ponty and a few other folks like that. But Zach Brock, another born and raised Lexington violinist, has gone out and really made a name for himself in jazz violin. He gets back here every once in a while. One of the last concerts he played here was with the Lexington Brass Band a few years ago. This time he's going to be appearing under his own name out at the Moon Dance at Midnight Pass Amphitheater as part of their Summer Nights in Suburbia series. That series is, of course, in summer is starting to wind down, but he's one of the last marquee artists who's going to appear out there.
Finally, an interesting show at Comedy Off Broadway this weekend. Tell me about comedian Gary Owen.
Yeah, Gary Owen, Blake Hannon, who kind of covers comedy for us, wrote a really interesting story on him. Gary Owen had not been terribly familiar to me, but he is a comedian who came out of Cincinnati and moved to Los Angeles. And when he couldn't get booked into comedy clubs, like some of the big name comedy clubs in L.A., he was based down in San Diego, he started getting booked into black comedy clubs and found a real audience there. And so he's, as Blake wrote, he said he's sort of, right now it's kind of crossing over to his own race, which is kind of an interesting thing. But he's known for his movies with Kevin Hart and appearances on BET and things like that. So looks like a real interesting talent coming through Comedy Off Broadway this weekend.
Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.